What if I told you that most of what you call love is actually a sophisticated form of emotional warfare? That the very relationships you've built to bring happiness are constructed on the same foundation as a hostage negotiation? This isn't pessimism. It's the startling truth that ancient Toltec wisdom reveals about modern relationships. We've inherited a collective emotional illness so pervasive that we mistake suffering for intimacy, control for care, and dependency for devotion. The good news? Once you see the disease clearly, healing becomes possible. Notice your reaction when criticized. Chest tightening, anger, shame. That visceral response reveals invisible emotional wounds as real as physical injuries, making genuine connection feel dangerous. We develop elaborate defenses, lying mostly to ourselves and wearing masks that hide our true nature. This creates the mitote, constant internal noise of conflicting voices, judgments, and fears drowning out our authentic self. Every relationship becomes a hall of mirrors where six false images interact: how you see yourself, how you want to be seen, how you're actually seen, multiplied by two people. Children start emotionally healthy, loving freely and living fully present. But around age 4, the infection begins through domestication, adults teaching children to fear rejection more than value authenticity. We learn to betray ourselves for approval, fragmenting into whoever others need us to be. Punishment and reward corrupt our natural wisdom. Wounds accumulate until we stop forgiving and start defending. Full of emotional poison, we hook others' attention to dump it on them. Couples play emotional ping pong, exchanging poison until someone explodes. We learn to live in fear rather than love, becoming afraid of punishment, rejection, inadequacy, forgetting there was ever another way. A man once viewed love as control, relationships mirroring addiction, where one person needs more while the other controls through giving or withholding. Marriage promises dissolve. "I'll love you forever" becomes, "Why don't you ever listen to me?" He met a woman who shared his skepticism. They built mutual respect without possessiveness. Then he made a fatal mistake. Overwhelmed with emotion, he symbolically offered her his happiness, his inner star. She dropped it, and it shattered. The lesson? He tried making her responsible for his joy. When we exchange wedding rings, we metaphorically hand over responsibility for our emotional well-being to someone who cannot possibly fulfill that role, then blame them for failing. This reveals why relationships fail. We believe another person can complete us, heal us, make us whole. We've confused love with dependency, mistaking desperate validation for the real thing. The uncomfortable truth? Most relationships are 95% fear-based, only 5% love-based. Love has no obligations or expectations. It's built on respect, kindness, and unconditional acceptance. True love wants people to be themselves, not who we need them to be. Fear creates the opposite: obligations, expectations, control, conditions. We construct elaborate rules to protect against pain and make ourselves and others pay repeatedly for past mistakes. Notice the difference. Security brings generosity and patience. Insecurity brings control and jealousy. Imagine a magical kitchen providing unlimited food. You'd share generously, expecting nothing. If someone offered pizza to control your life, you'd laugh. You already have everything. But if you're starving, you'd accept any terms, becoming enslaved by need. This illustrates how love works. When your heart overflows with self-love, you share freely without conditions. When starving for love, you'll accept any terms, becoming enslaved. Your heart is this magical kitchen. When open, it contains all the love you need. The problem? We've closed our hearts, afraid to love because we believe it hurts. Unable to love ourselves, we become selfish and needy, searching for someone who needs us rather than genuine love. But need isn't love, it's dependency. People who radiate love don't chase affection or demand attention. They give freely without expectation, and paradoxically, others are drawn to them. Their magical kitchen is open, creating abundance that attracts rather than repels. Opening yours requires healing emotional wounds and releasing self-judgment, recognizing you're worthy of love simply because you exist. We can only be responsible for our half of any relationship. Trying to control another person destroys connection. Watch children play together without adult interference. They negotiate, compromise, and create games through collaboration, not control. This is the love-based relationship model we've forgotten. Mastering relationships requires recognizing that everyone dreams their own dream. What your partner says or does reflects their dream, not yours. Their criticism reveals their wounds, not your worth. Their anger emerges from their fear, not your actions. Understanding this allows you to communicate from love rather than fear, speaking truth without blame, listening without defensiveness, remaining present rather than retreating into past hurts or future anxieties. You're responsible for the consequences of everything you do, think, say, and feel. When criticized, do you become defensive, counterattack, withdraw? These automatic reactions were programmed during childhood. With awareness, you can choose different responses, recovering your free will. If your partner forgets your anniversary, you might see this as simple human error rather than proof they don't care, creating an entirely different emotional experience and relationship outcome. You hold the power to choose your reaction in every situation, whether your boss criticizes you, a friend cancels plans, or a stranger cuts you off in traffic. Through awareness, you see things without judgment. When someone insults you, understanding they're dealing with their own emotional poison helps you avoid taking it personally. Healing emotional wounds requires treating them like physical injuries, opening, cleaning, and applying medicine until healed. Truth serves as the scalpel, cutting through our denial system. We must see everything as it is, not as we want it to be. If someone hurt you years ago, that was true then, but isn't true now. The injustice that created your wound no longer exists in this moment. To discern truth in a world of illusion, don't believe me, don't believe yourself, your limiting beliefs, and don't believe anyone else. By not believing, whatever is untrue will disappear like smoke. Once we open wounds with truth, we clean them with forgiveness. We forgive not because others deserve it, but because we don't want to suffer anymore. Forgiveness is self-love. Whatever anyone did to us had nothing to do with us. They were reacting to demons in their own minds. With this awareness, compassion leads to forgiveness. After cleaning wounds, we apply the medicine of unconditional love, love without conditions or justification. This begins with self-love, as we cannot share what we don't possess. As your emotional wounds heal, profound changes emerge. You take things less personally, respond rather than react, set boundaries without anger, and connect without fear. Most importantly, you discover the love you've been seeking from others has been within you all along. Your relationships aren't battlegrounds for scraps of affection. They're playgrounds where two whole people create beauty together, not from need, but from choice. The magical kitchen of your heart has always been full. Open it, share freely, watch as the love flowing from you transforms not just your relationships, but your entire experience of being alive.